First of all, it's wonderful to see such a cheerful and ebullient group this evening, well led by our Sergeant at Arms, who is positively in laughter. I know why you're in this room this evening, and I have promised to do my very best to assist you. We know why we're in this room. You know why we're in this room. We're all in this together. Mr. Toastmaster and Toastmasters, and especially our guests, and we can do with lots and lots of guests at every meeting. I remember it really well. It was a Wednesday evening. It was dark. It was February. It was cold. It wasn't the kind of evening you want to go out in. But I went into the Radisson Hotel down in Little Island in Cork, and I went into Cork East Toastmasters. I knew nobody in the room except the person who had brought me there. I sat down. I heard people make speeches. I saw people drink tea and coffee, and I had some myself. I saw people make impromptu speeches. And gradually, as the meeting went on, I came to realise that I was exactly where I wanted to be. I was in a place where I could learn what I wanted to learn. And as the meeting went on, I knew that this was going to have a big influence on my life, because I wanted to learn two things. I wanted to learn how to be a better communicator than I was at that time. And secondly, I wanted to practice the art of being of assistance to others. The two things that I was, therefore. And when I came in to Blarney Toastmasters for Tuesday night and joined here, I realised that I was in an organisation which had this as consistency throughout, because the atmosphere in this room was so full of support, so full of a friendliness, that it was the kind of place you could learn in. And that kind of feeling that you're among people who are supporting you is absolutely vital to learning. Now, secondly, what else did I find here? I found that there was great help to learn through evaluations. And those pieces of paper which you have in front of you, giving informal, if you like, feedback to the speaker, absolutely invaluable. All that kind of evaluation was tremendous. I discovered that you, thirdly, had the wonderful example of watching other people speak. Just absolutely three wonderful things that I wanted. Toastmasters, those things are here for all of us. And I think you'll agree with me that those features are present at every Toastmasters meeting, not just here in Blarney, but in any club you go to around the world. And that's fantastic. I want to tell you a little bit about myself as a learner. I play golf. And all the best golf coaches in the world, when they're coaching people, one of the first things they do is say, look, swing a club. And they record, these days they record what the person does with the club, so that they can do a lot more than simply tell the person who's trying to learn golf how they're doing. They can show them. The golfer can see how they've done, take it in, reflect on it. So you both have the coach's view and you have the golfer's view of themselves. Absolutely critical. If you're going to be interviewed on television, you're going to be interviewed on radio, very wise, if you're going to be good at it, you need training. If you go into media skills training, what's going to happen to you? You're going to practice beforehand. And part of the practicing and learning is you record what's happening. If you go in for training people on interpersonal skills, people do things, it's recorded so that the person who's practicing their skills can actually see it and take it in for themselves. Now, Toastmasters, the organisation is in the process of change. From being a paper-based or resources to help, to pathways. The future pathways involves using all sorts of resources, not just manuals, all sorts of things, computers and everything. Now, Toastmasters, This idea of recording what you do is a way of doing two things. It speeds up the learning. It helps you to be better at what you're doing. And it has a huge, wonderful effect on your confidence. How many of you have actually made a speech and said to yourself afterwards, that was dreadful. Oh my goodness, that was awful. And you beat yourself up. Anybody done that? And you end up persuading yourself that you were terrible. Now, if you had a recording of yourself doing what you did, you'd have a much better way of being able to say to yourself, this is what I did. And a lot of us carry around messages from childhood that we're not good enough, and we apply them everywhere. Now, Toastmasters, please, you all have the ability to record in your pocket. Please take out your mobile phones. Take out your mobile phones, I'm serious. Please, I'd love you to do it. And if you can do it, would you please have your mobile phone on, and will you please turn to the place on your mobile phone where you can actually record something? Audio recording, not video, audio recording. Well, if you want to do video, that's fine. Kevin, you want to do video, that's totally fine. Audio. Will you please now record yourself saying, in future, I will record myself. Please, off you go. Please, all together.
In future, I will record myself.
That's enough. You've said it. The machine will tell you when. You've said it by. Now, Toastmasters, I said at the beginning, I had promised to help. I know why you're here. We're all in the same boat, and it's to learn. So I dedicate everything I say tonight to the task of helping you to learn quicker and getting more confidence. Thank you all very, very much.